Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stevie Ray bringing us back to late, great SRV, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm having a great visit with Dr. Marilyn Singleton, and she is a board-certified anesthesiologist, also an attorney, and one of the smartest people we know. And she's joining us today. Part of her role today is to help us celebrate Black History Month, which we've been doing now for many, many years. And she is one of a number of our Brain Trust members who will help us celebrate Black History Month this month. Marilyn, I know one of the things that you think about are some of the issues that are going on right now: reparations, defunding the police, the COVID-19 pandemic, and all that. Let's overlay all of these things with regard to race relations. What's the thing that's most on your mind right now in terms of black and white relations in America?
One of the things that bothers me so much is I'm old enough to have seen this evolution where black people really did have a reason to feel like people thought they were inferior, and then melding into society for the most part. Obviously, there's jerks of every color and always will be bad actors.
Right.
But you can't judge the entire culture based on loudmouthed acts by some people. And to see race now used as a political tool, it's almost as though when things were getting better, it's like, well, now it's time to pull people apart, because when people want to get ahead in some sort of political fashion, divide and conquer is the way to do
it.
Well,
that's exactly right, because the Democrat Party used the race card for decades, and when that card started being diluted as a factor, because I think you agree with me, and I'll let you speak for yourself. I'm not saying that there's no more racism in America, but I don't believe that America is a systemically racist country, and whatever is left to be done, we deal with it the way we've dealt with everything for the last 50 years. But the bottom line is there's really less reason to feel like there's racial inequity today than there was 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago, in my opinion. What do you think?
Well, I absolutely agree. And this is what's so sad about it. It's almost as though they had to do it. Things were getting too good.
They were losing the lever. They were losing the power of the racism name to call people.
So then you bring up reparations, which I find to be one of the silliest things I've ever heard of. How can you punish people for things that were allegedly done by their relatives and may not even been their relatives?
Right.
Because is it only 5% of white people even had slaves? So, okay, we're going to blame everybody and make people have a reason to resent another race. Can you imagine if you're just a regular old white guy trying to live your day-to-day life, trying to keep food on the table,
not being disrespectful to anybody,
and somebody says, okay, we're going to tax you an extra X number of dollars so we can pay this black person who you don't know and who may or may not have even come from America, which brings another question, which I kind of laugh about. It's like, okay, sign me up, that I guess I deserve it because my family's been in America. What about the guy who emigrated from Africa, who's doing quite well and had nothing to do with slavery?
Right.
Is he going to get reparations? How do you divide this all up? How do you
What if somebody shows up they look like me, but they show up with a DNA test and it shows that they're 1% African?
Well, exactly. And
does that person get the money? How do you decide? Is it the one drop theory or what? I mean, how do you use that? And it's an example of how ridiculous this is, and an example of why it's not appropriate, and it is division. It divides people. It's caustic, isn't it?
But of course, that's the reason they're doing it. It obviously makes no sense. And everybody knows it, and that's why when these people, they've done it in California, they've done it federally, where they vote to have a task force, another task force, to decide what to do. Clearly, it's not, if they decide to do it, which they likely will, since it's 100% Democrat controlled, that there's going to be some sort of work program or scholarship program or something, that there's no way on this earth that they could try to extract money. You talk about having a revolution.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing that reparations and systemic racism language, having that pushed upon us here, and I'm just going to say this as a white person, it makes white people who've never had a racial thought in their lives have racial thoughts. What do you think, Marilyn?
Oh, I 100% agree. And, you know, I'll tell you something. Somebody had asked me for a recommendation for a doctor, and
Marilyn,
the woman was white.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you give us that after the break. I want to make sure you have time to tell that story. We're going to come back and let her tell that story after the break. And we're going to talk about also another hot button that's all around the Black Lives Matter movement. That's defunding the police, which, as the father of a police officer, in my opinion, is a stupid idea.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.